Dr. Carl Menninger, the world-renowned psychiatrist, was talking on one occasion to an unhappy but wealthy patient. He asked the patient what he was going to do with so much money. The patient replied, "Just worry about it, I suppose." Menninger asked, "Well, do you get that much pleasure from worrying about it? But I get terrified when I think of giving some of it to somebody else." Then Dr. Menninger went on to say something quite profound. He said, "Generous people are rarely mentally ill." He is right. People who cannot share with others have deep-seated problems. If your level of giving to the work of God and the service of others requires no sacrifice, then you have Jesus locked in a cupboard, and he is not really living in every part of your life. In today's gospel, Jesus' parable, God calls such people fools. When I was deciding what to do in my life when I graduated high school, we have that I call the national examination to decide what course you will take. So if you are high in mathematics, for example, then they will suggest you take engineering courses. So I think I have high mathematics grade, so they recommended engineering. So I took civil engineering so that I can have more money and have my own business, for example. But when I was fourth year college, I was already, since second year, I was serving in the mass, just like Reagan, rather, as we call ourselves Knights of the Altar. So I developed love for the Eucharist and love experience, encounter God. And so it changed. Since that time, I was like being called to become a priest. So after I graduated and worked for construction, and then after 2 years, I joined the seminary. So it changed that after I encountered the love of God, I was invited to give my whole self to him and also to serve his people as a priest. And so I, as you know, I became a priest. And this answering the vocation, of course, is there's a long story and many experiences, many people who became instrument of God's love for me. And one of them was my benefactress in the seminary. She paid for my board and lodging, and also she gave me my book allowance and other things. And so, yeah, I met her through the intercession of Our Lady of Fatima when I was praying. She was telling me, "I'm your mother here in this city, and whatever you need, just tell me." So for 5 years, she supported me in that seminary. And last week, when I was in the Philippines, I visited her, and so I was very thankful to see her again. And he is a dermatologist, and he even tried to clean my face, and yeah, some wart and other things. But what touched me most was In her text, she told me, "I thank God for giving me the opportunity to be a part of your life. God bless you and protect you. God continue to guide you with the mission he has entrusted to you. I love you, my son, Father Jess." So it's very good feeling that to have such person to consider me. So I have experienced many times also this care of your love. That's why I encounter also the love of God through you, through your kindness. And this is what God calls all of us. He calls us to be channel of love, not hoarder of things, but to be channel of love. And many of the parents here with the young children, they always practice this day to day in their lives, that they are channel of love to their children, and then the children also will learn to be rich with matters to God by being also generous to one another, and even sharing their toys with other children, not being attached to material things, but being attached to friendship or to relationship, which is the most important thing in our life. As we know, when somebody is dying, they don't regret that they don't spend much time in their work, but they regret that they spend less time in their family. And so we know that relationship is the most important thing in our life. That's why in our readings today, we are reminded to put God first, to love God first, to love God above all, and then to love so that we can love one another. When we have God as our first, then we can also love one another. So let us ask the Lord to give us this grace of giving Him the priority in our hearts, so that as we have Him in our heart, we can also love one another and be channel of grace. Because as we know, when you hoard things, you are not truly happy. You are disturbed by those things, because our true security is in our love for God. As an example of this, in Holy Land, the Sea of Galilee is teeming with life, lots of fish there. And because it shares its water to the River Jordan and goes to the sea that does not share, and we call it Dead Sea. The Dead Sea does not share any water because it's already close there, and so there's no life in that. So that's also a lesson for us, that we should be always sharing our talents, treasures, and time. And since you are here, you are already really sharing your time with God, and being good steward of all that's truly happy in this life and in the next. So I thank all parishioners who are so generous in supporting our church, supporting our parish. Many of you are volunteers, so I thank you all. Many of you have been generous with your treasures also. That's why we are here, and we are continuing even with our projects in this for our parish hall, for example. So I invite you to continue to be generous to God and to our church, because God will not be outdone in generosity. So may the Blessed Virgin Mary help us all to be generous to God and to one another. Amen.